It's that time again for
March Madness.
It's March.
It's March. Let's get
mad.
You shut up. You get mad.
It's a mystery.
Editor's note. Yeah. See the last episode.
Yeah, really.
I guess. I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Who wants to hear us fight, fight, smack, 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 attack? It's our biannual.
I'm just clapping now.
Is that biannual? If it's every six
it's
months?
It's manual.
Manual.
Semi-annual.
Semi-annual.
No, that's...
That would be every 2 years.
Twice a year.
Twice a year, we do a round-robin kind of tournament.
Every 26 weeks.
We do a round-robin-y tournament kind of thing. We each pick three characters, and then we say who's randomly match them up and who's going to win what until we have a winner. How many times have we done this?
This is the sixth time.
Whoa.
So
if we're getting there.
If we do it one more time after this, we can have a tournament of champions.
Yeah.
And then we never have to do this again.
Really? It's fun. I love this one.
Yeah.
All right. So should we just jump right in?
Yeah.
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 As always, Kyle's running this show on this one.
So I had Merc and Bri pick three people each, and I picked two more, and we threw them in. A little bit of a difference this year. They're not just fighting in the standard tournament square grid Tenkaichi Budokai thing. Bri gets that.
I do.
Merc doesn't, because Dragon
Welcome. He looks mad. Welcome to my life. Like, you know, like, here's another joke you don't get.
Even,
here's another reference
even,
you don't
it's not
get.
It's not a joke. It's just like a square tournament thing.
Sure.
Yeah. This year, there are six different tournament stages.
Oh.
So the dice is going to determine where these people are going to fight.
Oh, okay.
So.
Round one. Fight.
Thunderbird versus G.I. Soldier. And they are
G.I. Robot?
Sorry, G.I. Robot.
I don't know who G.I. Soldier is.
Thunderbird versus G.I. Robot. And they are going to be fighting at the Ace Chemicals factory.
Oh.
So we all know who these people are.
So Thunderbird from X-Men.
Yeah, the one that died.
The one that died right
and
away.
And I guess he's back now, I assume.
Is he back?
Yeah, is he one that came back? I mean, if everybody's back.
His brother was him for a while.
Yeah. But I'm talking John Proudstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That is he lived, fighting a plane.
You'll always lose. That's never a good bet. I got it!
Especially those new ones with the very fast propellers. So yeah, he's basically like a less good Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also
that's why they
less
him,
gimmicky Wolverine.
Like, oh, we've already got Wolverine.
Two of these guys. Come on,
yeah.
Come on,
everybody's so
playing him.
Yeah.
And GI Robot is a robot who's also a general infantryman.
Yeah.
Name says it all.
Proudstar's pretty strong, right? Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big strong guy.
He's strong and fast. He could take out a buffalo.
That's true.
And apparently not a plane though.
Yeah, not a plane. No.
Yeah, but could GI Robot take out a plane?
He's a robot, but I mean...
he's been thrown out of a plane.
Yeah.
So?
Lots of people have, Chris.
Wait, did it kill him?
No.
Because it did kill Thunderbird.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like the robot's got the strength.
Probably.
Like Thunderbird has the strength. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the GI robot's got the durability to eventually just, if not take him down, he will eventually wear him down.
Okay, so if he dies, he can... Now, does them fighting at a...
Or he'll push him into the chemical pit and turn him into a horribly weird Joker.
Yeah.
If G.I. Robot goes in there, it doesn't matter. He's like, it's a bath.
Beep boop.
Washing my gears.
There could be a lot of acid there, but I mean, like, I feel like you could use acid against the robot, but... It's probably going to be worse on you.
Yeah, robots are weak against acid, but so are
humans.
So is all these
things.
Mutants, too.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. So are we comfortable? I'm comfortable
with
saying G.I. Robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote G.I. Soldier.
I want it better for you, Thunderbird.
That's the knockoff that I'm going to make on my own.
G.I. Soldier.
An name okay is American. Slightly redundant.
All right, so.
I can battle planes. I took on a Cessna.
G.I. Soldier is the top secret name given to a bunch of soldiers.
Round two, fight.
Sailor Moon versus the Living Eraser.
Oh.
And they are fighting on Monster Island.
Ah.
Which is it's a bit of a misnomer. It's actually a peninsula, but.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Monster Isthmus.
So the Living Eraser.
He's,
Tell us something about the Living Eraser.
Yeah,
Nick.
I don't know much about the Living Eraser.
He's from some other dimension, and he basically works for, like, he's not the head dude in that dimension, but he eventually became the head dude because he's got these
huge erasers.
They're not erasers. He's basically, he moves his hands, and whatever's
he does,
in front.
He goes crisscross applesauce
with his arms. Yeah, crisscross applesauce it, and whatever's, like, kind of in front of, like, not, like, the entire person, but he'll do this, go across your chest, and your chest will disappear. He hasn't erased you. He's merely put what is
made
here into the another dimension.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
He makes it invisible, and as he goes across, he makes all of you go to another dimension.
I gotta say, this would actually work as a Sailor Moon episode,
yeah,
especially if the Living Eraser was like literally like had an eraser body or something crazy.
Oh, like an eraser head.
Yeah, exactly. That would work pretty well.
Now, what if Sailor Moon fought a racer?
I feel like
Sailor Moon, the David Lynch years.
This would work really well as like one of the villains of the week in like a Sailor Moon episode.
Oh, yeah.
And she always beats him. That's all I'm going to say. So Sailor Moon is, you know, she transforms.
Erase your legs.
She transforms for 2 minutes so they don't have to do new animation. And she has like just energy generation, does all these crazy energy attacks. She has the silver crystal, which is extremely powerful. That's all I'll say. It can do.
As she's gearing
it's
up
a little
and doing her little.
It's a little.
Here
bit.
We go. I'm like,
he's the Living Eraser.
You busted me.
Yeah. Well, that would happen.
Yeah.
And that would, she'd have a little bit of trouble for a while there. But eventually she would
then
overcome with
the
power of love
kid.
And hit you with her final attack, which she uses every single episode. And it just makes you go, and you burst into nothing.
It just makes you go.
Into another dimension.
Into another dimension.
The sound was like a crow. But then you were just like, not me. No.
And then just disintegrate.
Yeah.
She also makes her enemies just disintegrate.
But not just part of them, the whole thing.
Just math, you guys.
Yeah, I'll give you this one, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just assuming you pick Sailor Moon.
I did.
Just a wild guess.
Okay.
Round three.
Next up is Astro Boy versus Captain Canuck.
Oh.
And they are going to be fighting on the moon.
We didn't really factor in Monster Island last
time.
No, we didn't.
But I mean, you know, she's from Tokyo. They're used to it.
It's a real waste of a Monster Island.
I'm sorry.
So being on the moon, obviously, are we on a place where they can breathe?
Yeah, it's like the blue area.
The blue area.
Of course, it's the blue area.
No.
There's a blue area.
No, it's the place where the DuckTales stage takes place. So it's got that real catchy music. And Scrooge McDuck is pogo sticking all over the place.
Oh, I love it. First off, I mean, Astro Boy has a bit of an advantage because
He's an Astro Boy.
He's a robot. He doesn't have to breathe at all. So if he manages to take this fight out of that area, if there's like a non-blue area.
What exactly are Captain Canuck's powers?
He doesn't have any.
Oh.
He's basically a Batman.
Oh, he's dead.
He's a Batman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he doesn't have a gun that comes out of his butt? Well. Because Astro Boy's got that.
He does.
And
he
rocket
does.
Boots? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he doesn't.
I never thought about that butt or that.
No, that
butt
cannon.
Yeah. It's like,
don't think about it now.
It's extremely weird.
Don't stop thinking about it. I can tell if you do.
Yeah.
He stopped.
Captain Canuck is. He's a skilled fighter, right?
Yeah, oh, totally.
He's a Batman.
He's a Batman.
He's a soldier Batman guy.
Astro Boy is an Astro Boy.
And he will use guns. So there's that.
There is that.
And in like the newer version, he's got more high-tech weapons. Like in the 70s, he was just like, I got my six-shooter. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Canada, freedom.
Now he's got some crazy laser lightning sticks or some shit. Something Who knows? Like something like that.
That sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
I'd like to read about this character.
He's a bit of a Nightwing now, frankly.
Advantage Canuck.
But does he have a butt gun?
Maybe he does.
He might. He might now, actually. He just
shoves a gun up there.
Keep upgrading this. So they're on the moon.
I just put a lady pistol
like, on there. Like, is there, like, gravity?
I would say, like, decreased. Like, moon gravity. They got,
so
they
he
got,
still has to do the hoppy-doppy? On,
they've got moon physics, and they've all got big heads.
Oh, okay. I love it.
As much as I love McCanuck, I'd say Astro Boy's got the clear advantage, especially on the moon.
Especially on the moon.
Because he just, as soon as he makes a jump...
He's going.
He'll just fly around him.
Control yourself
and just pin him. And
he's got the rocket boots. He can. He'll have some control of where he's going. Yeah. So much like a rocket.
I think the only way that he could possibly take him down is he is Astro Boy, so he's very immature.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Constantly gigging about his butt gun.
And just make fun of him until he breaks down and makes a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a real boy.
You're merely an astral boy.
You're merely an astral
boy. I don't know why he's talking like a southern dandy.
What is that, your butt gun?
He's from Alberta. I don't know.
Is your butt gun a Remington? Repeat shooter.
We need a decision on this.
Hey, Astro Boy.
Astro Boy.
Okay, all right, it's Astro Boy.
Astro Butt.
All right, Astro Butt.
Round 4.
Black Canary versus Tommy the Green Ranger. At a volcano.
At a volcano.
Now, which Black Canary is this? Is this current Black Canary? I can't remember who picked Black Canary.
I picked Black Canary.
Okay.
Your classic Dino Laura Lance, you know. Black Canary with the scream.
Yeah.
Okay. Good fight.
Yes. Versus a guy in a suit with a cool sort of vest thing.
Yeah, he's got the shield.
Also has a giant robot.
He's got a flute dagger.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play you a tune. But can he summon the Dragon Zord? That's the question.
I'm sure he can, but will he?
Yeah, it's true.
Won't have a chance because she'll just throat punch him.
You know what?
She would. She's not going to
be like the first hit. No. Bam!
Yeah.
And you know, the helmet protects the head, but the neck is
there. No, the neck is just, that's just a turtleneck. That's all he's got going on there. He's in the helmet, and she does her canary cry. It could just, like, echo in there and just really mess him up.
Just the throat punch.
And then,
I think you just hear muffled, oof.
My esophagus.
Oh, I threw up in the helmet.
Yeah.
Well, like, she trained.
Yes.
So many of the other hand-to-hand combat.
They're both martial artists. They're both great martial artists. But, I mean, one of them, you know, just hangs around a juice bar as a teenager, like, doing spin kicks. I mean, like, you're not fighting in the streets, buddy. Who do you think you are just showing up here? There's 5 Power Rangers. Go away!
Just kidding. So I think we've...
I think Black Canary.
Yeah, Black Canary.
All right.
And they're on a volcano, so, I mean...
Canary soldier.
He's got that helmet. He's got, like, he's got layers on and stuff. I mean, she could just lose the jacket. She's got, like, fishnet, so she could keep cool while he is just like, oh, I'm dying. I can't stand this heat. It's heat.
It's a dry heat, though, is the thing.
That's true.
Dry lava heat.
Yeah. I mean, lava...
Ow, it's lava burning my flesh.
Lava is wet in that it is melted raw.
Yeah.
And even if he did call the Dragon Zord, those Zords fell into lava a bunch of times, and it didn't go end well for those Zords.
That's a very good point.
So, not a
I think they just...
Not a big help.
Did the
they came back out.
They did the other animation in reverse.
They just reversed it, and
they came out of a volcano.
Yeah, it's true.
Next up is, in the semifinals, G.I. Robot versus Astro Boy.
Whoa! I like this.
Is there a crush, or...
Is somebody going to get crushed?
In a desert.
Fight!
The worst place for robots to be, maybe.
Sand.
Of the
I've
sand.
Got sand
it's
in my ears.
Irritating. It's everywhere.
Is it in your butt gun?
Yeah. It would be. It would make it useless.
He goes to shoot.
He can't even fire. Just.
Just little.
And again, G.I. Robot is an adult robot. And, I feel like Astro Boy would be very
intimidated by an adult robot.
Like, Does that always happen to your butt gun? Leave me alone.
They have the same voice.
They're both robots.
Pretty sure Astro Boy just talked like a normal kid, but... But G.I. Robot does he have rocket boots? Would that be any help?
No, but he's got a gun.
Yeah, where the hell is he going to go? He's going to just be at a target. He's going to be an airborne target.
Oh. G.I. Robot is a soldier.
That's true.
A G.I. soldier.
A killing machine. Astro Boy, I assume, doesn't try to kill.
I don't know if...
Maybe he does, though.
I don't know if Astro Boy really understands that life is precious.
He knows that it isn't.
His butt gun proves it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that butt gun gets some sand.
You know what's precious?
That butt gun's gonna get jammed.
Yeah.
And that's what's gonna happen.
Just right out of the sky. His butt gun just
falls right out.
Right out.
Ugh!
His ass is gonna blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Mega Maid. No, wait. Mega Maid went from suck to blow.
Suck to blow.
Whose ass was gonna blow?
Oh, it's the Richard Simmons robot from The Simpsons. In the deleted scene.
It's always robots.
Yeah. In the deleted
scene. And what did that Richard Simmons robot sound like, Bri?
I be a robot. I don't know. I forget the line.
His ass is gonna blow!
Captured it. Captured it.
I got nothing.
All right. Are we saying...
G.I.
Robot.
You know what? I'm going to give it to G.I. Robot. It pains me, but I'm going to give it to G.I. Robot.
So in the other semifinal match, Sailor Moon versus Black Canary in the Danger Room.
Ooh.
Fight.
Okay.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Now, Sailor Moon does have a nice little choker there. I don't think a throat punch is going to work on her.
Sure, she can block.
She'll grab that choker and just... Nice choker. Bam!
Power-wise...
Face into the knee.
Power-wise, there's no contest. Sailor Moon has all of her attacks that are way more powerful. Yeah, but they
Sailor
also
Moon
take
is also a 16-year-old girl.
A 16-year-old girl who is famously a bit clumsy.
Yeah.
You can't say that about Black Canary. Also, takes 2 full minutes to
gear up.
To do her attack. Yeah. And in that time, Black Canary is going to canary cry you in the face and punch you in the throat again.
She would utilize the danger
some
room.
Some tubes come out.
Yeah.
And she just...
Yeah.
Yeah,
she'd
exactly
be jumping, leaping over the tubes and the boom, net, hide behind something. Something's coming, push
Sailor
her into
Moon
it.
Has those giant, like, her, like,
oh,
pigtail
hair.
She would
just...
She's going to grab those and
just
swing her around.
Around.
I think Dinah wouldn't be, like, overly vicious. She, you know, she's not going to go too hard on a 16-year-old girl.
I feel like everyone she's fought looks like a... Like, if she had ended up fighting Astro Boy, it would have been very frustrating as well.
Yeah.
But everyone Black Canary is fighting is like, all right, there's this guy, there's this lady. Why is everyone I'm fighting look ridiculous?
Yeah.
Why are they clearly influenced by a different culture than mine? Is Black Canary a bit of a racist?
But, yeah.
I think she would definitely
win. If Sailor Moon had a minute... She would definitely win, but she's not going to have that minute.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. In the final round, just in a normal place that doesn't have any crazy tubes or monsters or a volcano.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really even use the monsters. We could...
It's okay. It's okay. The monsters might be back next time.
When they go... God, I hope so.
When they go to Tiny Monster Island.
Monster Villa.
But in the final round, in the regular tournament area... Is G.I. Robot versus Black Canary.
Ooh.
Now this is interesting.
It is.
Final round. Fight!
He's got the durability to just take a licking
and again,
keep on ticking.
Again, guns.
And guns. And
guns, yeah.
Black Canary fights people with guns all the time.
That is true.
That's true. She hasn't been... Well, she gets shot sometimes, I guess, but...
She is
seasoned. Hey, she's still here.
Everybody gets shot sometimes.
Enough to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean...
Would she be strong enough to do anything to the robot?
Well, I think the canary cry, for certain.
Could do something, yeah.
Yeah. Though, I mean, would it do as much, like, does a robot hear in the
How
same way
is
that
G.I.
it would...
How tough is a robot, exactly? Like...
Look to me as if I know him intimately.
How tender is G.I. Robot?
He's got a tender hitting spot where his butt gun had fallen out.
Oh!
You
get
him
right in the
spot.
Tenderoni.
Yeah. Tenderoni. A San Francisco treat. I don't know.
How would this fight even go?
I think he would, like, Terminator it. He would just go straight yeah. for her.
Yeah.
And be like...
And punch her in the throat.
And try to... And she would immediately... She would try to... obviously try to control the fight.
Yeah.
And...
She's like hitting at pressure points. Yeah. Those don't work.
Those don't
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
They just work. They make a tape like eject out of him.
That makes me robot tickle.
Ha. 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 Ha.
He's got like his, I don't know much about G.I. Robot. He's got his like, yeah. you know.
Utility yeah, I don't know. Belt.
He's got his backpack. He's got his helmet. He's got his Darth Vader face, sort of.
He's pretty much just like I think. Yeah, he's stronger, but he's just more durable because he's metal. That's yeah. the whole point.
Right.
Like, there's nothing grandiose extra about him.
Right. You can make a whole army of these guys. Yeah. Kill them all because they don't count.
Oh.
But does he have a soul?
He does.
Oh.
Because well, I don't know. Actual but does
soul,
he?
Have,
but, he...
but does he have soul?
That I want to hear.
I don't get this. The robots can't sing.
So who wins? Who wins? Who wins this? Someone has to win.
Someone has to win.
Someone has to lose.
It's going to be a tough one. I would give it to Canary.
Yeah.
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 I would give it
to Canary. Haha. But how?
I feel, okay, her canary cry
mm-hmm.
maybe wouldn't have the same impact on this heavy robot dude.
I think it would break some shit off, though.
It would, and maybe loosen up some bolts and stuff, mm-hmm. and then she's got her way to sort of...
Then she would get a screwdriver like, and
yeah,
just...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
She would take one of those pieces off and just jam it in his brain.
Yeah.
Does he have a human brain?
I don't know. I don't know.
I want to kill this robot.
Whatever, it's got some sort of computing thing in its head. Okay. So.
I mean, she's able to, like, loosen the head up, maybe knock the head off, and the body can still
give
move.
Give me the old karate jump.
The body can still move. He's a robot, but maybe, like, you know, as long as she, like...
Oh, you think she would knock the head
helmet,
off?
She's got that helmet, right? Just pops that down so we can't see what's happening, and then she can... She's fighting anything. A robot that can't see her. And then she could, bit by bit, just wear it down. That's how I see it going.
All right. Yeah.
Just like strips him for parts.
Yeah.
And he's doing that thing at the end where the head is telling the body, no, over here, dummy.
Yeah.
I feel like she would like do all that and just bit by bit, but she would be like hit and then back off and she would like let her powers kind of build up again.
Right.
Before
right.
she, and she would like just take
big finish.
Him.
And it's swinging yeah. blind and she's just sort of evading very, yeah. Very sneakily and stuff. And just when she has her opportunity, she strikes and then bit by bit just.
Not that she wouldn't get hurt to a certain point.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure she would be hit.
Yeah.
She'd get definitely she would take the weapon away first. So yeah. then yeah. it's basically person to person and there's no long range thing
right.
other than her canary cry.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Don't f*** with the Black Canary.
Yeah.
Yep. Winner!
Da-da-da. Ba-ba. Ba. Da-da-da. That robot had 900 gold on it. And a ring? And a spiked bat.
It's a bangle, yep. frankly.
You're a bangle.
Fatality. Well done.
Another March Madness is over.
One more for the... we're getting so close.
Would you say one more?
Well, we'll have to do an August Oddness, and then sometime between August and March, we can do a Tournament of Champions.
Wow.
You know, fighting guys like the Maestro.
Oh,
and
yeah, man.
Sabrina, I think?
Right. It's going to be... Oh,
it's going to be wild.
Sue Storm is in
yeah,
there.
I think Black Panther...
Yeah, Black Panther's in there. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
This is going to be good.
And, definitely have the loser's bracket of all the people who went out immediately.
Yeah.
A lot of my picks in there.
Nothing but Yamchas. Sorry.
All right. In case you could anyway, play. I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I've got art prints and a couple books. You can check one of the books out online for free if you just go to the URL bit.ly/SkiNinjas1. That's my first book right there. Just read it. Just, or don't.
You should.
You know?
I mean, what,
you should.
What else are you doing?
Do it.
Yeah, just do it.
I mean, you're probably busy.
Listen, coward.
You know, it's they're kind of gag-a-day kind
of
strip.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, you know what?
Garfield.
You don't need to sit down and read it all at the same time. Just read a strip. Come back, read a couple more. Hey, you're great.
Makes a great gift.
It does.
Yes. Give someone a free book. Or buy the physical one. That's good, too.
Buy a physical one.
Yes, I like money.
Yep.
And you like supporting local artists.
Yes.
Local to here. Merck's.
I feel like we're making an assumption, but you'd better like it.
Show me what you did.
What anyway. Did you do? Who are you?
Oh, hi. Hi there. My name is Bri, a.k.a. Bri Kotick, and I do...
A.k.a. Beatmaster B?
I'll take
Throw
it.
Throw Puncher Z.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
A.k.a.
Yeah.
The Spider.
Other than this, I draw things sometimes, and sometimes I make comics. And sometimes they're at welcometohereafter.com. That's right. Welcome to hereafter.com. If you go there... You might see some comics. You might read them.
I'm Merc.
It's a great gift.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram. All three of us and more can be found if you're local in Thunder Bay, Thunder Bay Country Market. We are upstairs in the Octilius booth. We have all our books and our prints and shirts and wacky things. All for sale. What else we got? We haven't thanked KP Merkley.
I was going
to
say.
And we seem to have a habit of thanking him on episodes where there's less of his music.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know.
So, well, for all those times.
Yes.
He helped us create all the interstitial music, theme song, and all the little bits. KP Merkley, Ocean City Defender. Look him up under that name. He's got a couple albums under that name.
He's very good.
Yeah.
So damn tempt.
That's what we got.
So until next time, just remember.
Keep your butt guns at the ready.
And your butt guns at the steady. Butt guns, butt guns.
I was
fart,
trying.
Fart.
That was last episode, I think.
I know.
Yeah,
fart. It's a classic.
It's a modern Prometheus.
Does that always happen to your butt gun? Leave me alone!
Ha. 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 We'll shut up now.